We're about two-thirds of the way through the Winter Olympics in Turin, and so far they haven't gone as well for the Czech Republic as many fans would have hoped. The country has two medals, silver for both Kateřina Neumanová and Lukáš Bauer in cross-country skiing. But ski jumper Jakub Janda had a disastrous Olympics, and injured Aleš Valenta didn't even make the final in freestyle aerial skiing, and the ice hockey team have yet to find any real rhythm. Czech Radio's Petr Socek is in Turin. I asked him if there was some feeling of disappointment in the Czech camp.
Yeah, well, you're right. We have expected more medals than we have so far, but I don't think that atmosphere in Czech team is distracted by this fact.
A lot of people, of course, are interested in the Czech ice hockey team. They haven't done so well so far, though before the games they were among the favourites. Do you think there's a feeling among the team that they can improve and can do better towards the end of the competition?
Well, the system here is that the most important game is the game at quarterfinal, which the Czech team will play tomorrow. This will be the most important game of the whole tournament.
And from speaking to the players, do you get the feeling that they believe they can go all the way?
Yes, they believe, they trust it. This is their most important task here. They came to Torino for the medal.
Also, now we're about two-thirds of the way through the Winter Olympics. There are four or five more days to go. What else do you think Czech fans can look forward to? What are the big events coming up? Is it Kateřina Neumanová in the cross-country skiing?
Yes, exactly. I think that cross-country skiing is probably, except of the hockey, now the only discipline or event where we can reach the medal. And Kateřina Neumanová will run for 30 kilometers, Lukáš Bauer for 50 kilometers. So, well, let's hope that they will enrich their own collection and also enrich the collection of the Czech team. We were speaking about the ice hockey. There is very light hope in speed skating, where Martina Sáblíková will skate on her strongest distance, 5 kilometers. So, but she was injured at the moment at Torino, so well, we don't know in what shape she is at the moment.
Well, let's hope Martina Sáblíková, Kateřina Neumanová, Lukáš Bauer, and of course the Czech ice hockey team can indeed reach the podium between now and the end of the Turin Winter Olympics this coming Saturday. Now to the world of culture. Rudolf Schmid caused quite a stir last year.